Chapter 3. Stones That Speak. They started walking again a few hours before sunset. The temperature had dropped a few degrees, but it was still hot. Jack continued to walk at a steady pace, and Albert found it easier to keep up with him than he had the day before. Albert had managed a short nap in the cave and felt better than he had in days. He still didn't know where he was going or how he got where he was, but he was moving, and that was all that was important. Up until his escape from Adelaide, Albert's life had been one of confinement and regular habits. His life on the Murray had taken on a dreamlike quality after so many years away from it. Albert remembered those days before his mother died as the good times, a time of warmth and freedom. But in reality, the time had been very short, and most of it had been spent in a dark burrow next to the river. He had been protected by his mother and by the earth around him, and had been too young to understand how much more of the world there was. Albert couldn't remember much of what happened during the time between his mother's death and his capture. Occasionally, a memory of that time would thrust itself into his consciousness, and the memory would keep him awake for days. The memories were just pictures without sound or movement. A dead dog, with his lips curled back over bloody teeth. A cold and empty burrow. A net held in a gloved hand. In some ways, Albert felt his fragmentary recollections of that time, as bad as they were, might be better to have than his memories of the zoo. He remembered every endless day. They fed him every morning, at the same time, with grubs and freshwater shrimp. Then he'd be harried down a tunnel from the place where he slept to a caged enclosure with a concrete water tank in the centre of it. The tunnel door was shut behind him. Then he had an hour to wait until the gates of the park opened and the visitors arrived. Albert never saw the gates. They were a long way from his cage. But he always imagined them as sickeningly ornate, replete with images of platypuses being tortured by demons. There was someone staring at Albert every moment of the 14 hours a day the zoo was open. He couldn't escape from sight anywhere in the enclosure.